So what was the development process like for season two? I mean, in a way, you guys kept updating season one. You really didn't even have to release the season two.
We didn't. Yeah, that's correct. I think what we were looking for is a way to make the cards more customizable. That's what initially started it. And, you know, we got a lot of information. We try to watch the forums, and we try to actually have a pulse on kind of what the feedback is that we're getting from our fan base. And one of the big things that, they were complaining about is that, especially with the higher-end tier cards, people were running into situations where, you know, they'd have a Dean Ambrose card, and they'd come up against somebody else that had a Dean Ambrose card that was fully leveled up, and the event would end in a tie. And nobody likes that. Nobody wants to have a tie. They want to see who's got the most powerful Dean Ambrose. And so what the new Season 2 cards allow them to do is they have all this customization now. So the likelihood of you coming up against a card with all the new achievements and things that we have that are built into it, these cards, every one of the stats you can bump up, and you can kind of customize it. So in theory, what you could have is you could have a whole, your entire exhibition lineup, your five guys could all be Dean Ambrose, and they could all be adjusted differently. And so it's going to allow people to have this customization and bring that customization to the table. And really, the WWE fan, we feel, is really, they latch onto that guy. They've got their favorite, they got the people they don't like, and those favorites, they really want to customize those guys and keep them as long and use those cards as much as they can, and this will allow them to do that.
I know it's only been a day, but what's the reception been like so far in Season 2?
I think very positive. You know, I think, you know, we just released today, and it's our it's real close to our year anniversary. Mm-hmm. We wanted to kind of make it a surprise because, you know, it's what you said earlier. We didn't have to do this. We could have just done an update and come up with another tier and do that. But we didn't want to do that. We wanted to actually do something for our fans. I think you're going to get a little bit, anytime you start out with something new, you get a little bit of negative. And I think people thought that they were going to lose their Season 1 cards. And what we specifically wanted to do, there's a lot of games that are out there that do that. They just chop it off. They say, you know, this is the end and you're going to have to start all over from scratch. A lot of people put their blood, sweat, and tears into those cards as well as their money. Mm-hmm. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to come up with a different way. We're allowing you to keep all your Season 1 cards, and I want everybody to know that. You can you can still play King of the Ring with those cards. You can still play Exhibition with those cards. But we also allow you to use those cards to get a head start on the Season 2 stuff if you choose to do that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that, but it's a way that we give these recipes. So if you want to take one of your great cards and blend it over and get an ultra-rare card or super ultra-rare pro card for those, you can do that. You can also use those cards to level up your Season 2 cards as well as get enhancements for those Season 2 cards. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do with the Season 1 cards that are done differently for the fans. And at first, I think they kind of reacted a little bit different to that, like, oh, we're losing them, we're losing them. I think once they start playing it and once they kind of realize how it all works, I think they're going to be really excited.
So that's my next question. Is the tier the same? Because I noticed that I have like a few legendary fusion cards,
right?
And then if you want to like mix them and make a new card, the highest goes is ultra rare. So is the tier system different in this game?
It is, but you got to look at it differently. So it's the difference between having two cars, one being a Yugo and one being a, let's say, a Mustang, right? They're both cars, right? And they're both kind of, I won't say mid-level cars, but they're tiered cars.
Uh-huh.
The Mustang is a much higher performance car. So the Season 2 cards, anytime that you use those cards, they're going to be much more powerful than the Season 1 card. It's all the advancement that you can do and all the abilities that you can, the achievements and the enhancements that you can put into these cards allow you to build them up way stronger. So even though you have a Season 1 legendary card, you may, you know, you're like, oh, that's way better. And at first, it's better. It's going to be better than your Ultra Rare Season 2 card. But once you start building that card up and you start realizing the customization ability that card has, you're going to see the tier-to-tier level equivalent that is. And then you're going to realize that, oh, wait, this has really helped me advance in that. So a legendary Season 2 card is not even going to come close to being, the Season 1 cards aren't even going to be able to come close to competing.
I got you. What was the most important thing you learned last year in development, and how did you use that for Season 2?
You know, I think a lot of it was listening to the fans. You know, the fan base for WWE is incredible. And it's one of these things that, you know, we didn't realize how in tune and how on the pulse of everything that they were, you know. So over the course of the year, you know, when we first started, we had about four or five guys that were hardcore fans. And over the course of the year, everybody's kind of transitioned now into where they know what's going on, and they know what, you know, who's going to be on Raw, and we have big, you know, contests about who's going to do what on internally in our studio. So we've become this kind of big fan base inside our studio. And I think that that's helped us develop and be in tune more with the fans and try to give them things that they want. We're going to continue to update on a regular basis. We've got a lot of really cool stuff that's coming in updates. So if they just hang in there and stay tuned and enjoy the Season 2 stuff, there's more more great stuff to come after that, too.
Before the release of the first season, did you possibly think of 7.5 million downloads? Did you think it was going to get that big?
You know, we knew that the WWE was a very powerful license. I didn't think that it would be necessarily that big, you know, but, you know, you don't go into these things thinking that it's not going to be. You know, we expected that, you know, we were going to do a great game, and we were going to do something that the fans were really going to be designed around the fans' happiness. And, you know, if you do that, I think that people are smart enough that they see that and they attach to that. And they've supported us, and we're trying to support them. So I think that if you do that in anything, you're going to have success, and that's what we saw.
Bottom line, why should someone play Season 2?
You know what? It's a clean refresh. If you don't want to, you can stay in Season 1, but everybody that's switching over to Season 2 is going to dominate. And you're going to see all kinds of the things that they've been asking for are in Season 2. And there's not really a clean way to have Season 1 be that, and you do need a separation. Mm-hmm. And you know, at the end of the day, what we wanted to do is not take the cards away from people. We wanted to let people enjoy those same cards, but still be able to utilize them and continue to have a pleasant experience when they're playing the game moving forward.